From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Plummeting bank stocks drove the stock market down again today. The Dow lost 281 points to close below 6,600. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 are back to levels not seen since 1996. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, all were down sharply as investors continued to pull away from the financial sector. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
If you want to know how bad it's gotten for financial stocks, consider this. Citigroup, once the nation's most powerful bank, saw its stock trading today for less than a dollar a share. It managed to rebound a bit. But the market sell-off more than erased the gains than the market saw in a rally yesterday. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, a brokerage firm in St. Louis.
The bottom line is, every time you add a little strength in the market, the supply comes in. Tremendous supply.
By supply, Neiman means stocks that investors want to dump on the market anytime the shares rise by a couple of percentage points so they can bail out of the market at a slightly better price.
It's coming from hedge funds, mutual funds, individuals that want another opportunity to get out. We just have not exhausted the supply of stock available for sale yet.
Part of what pushed the market lower also seemed to be a report from a ratings agency that raised concern about Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan. Some of what's going on there has to do with concern that the credit crisis isn't continuing to get better. One measure of how willing banks are to lend money to each other is called the LIBOR rate. It's sort of like a gauge or an engine light on the dashboard of the financial system. That number had been falling a lot, which is good, but in recent weeks it started to creep higher again.
That's why the banks are falling today. It's not just a fallout from Citi. You know, you had a little bit of a credit thaw, and oh my gosh, you know, it's starting to freeze up again. What direction, what trend are we heading here? It basically just tells you the credit crisis is not over.
It's no secret that a lot of banks have some serious problems, but the stocks of lots of less troubled companies are falling as well. And that's concerning to Scott Cleland, the president of Precursor LLC, a stock research firm.
What I worry about is the market is totally disconnected from the long term and largely disconnected from fundamentals of individual companies.
To stretch the dashboard image, Cleland says investors have turned off their high beam headlights.
Some people drive high beams in the dark. This is like driving with no beams. People are worried and caring about just what's happening in the next quarter and the next month.
Of course, the economic outlook is pretty grim right now, and stocks could keep falling for a long time, but...
And I do think, though, we're in the middle of the worst of it.
That's Mark Zandi, chief economist of MoodysEconomy.com. Zandi thinks that as we get into the second half of this year and into next year, and the government stimulus starts to take hold, he thinks the clouds will probably start parting, and the economy and the stock market could look a lot better. Chris Arnold, NPR News.